Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Orbital Mechanics for Engineering Students by Howard D. Curtis is a widely used aerospace engineering text that bridges classical mechanics with practical space mission analysis. Written for upper-level undergraduates and graduate students, it develops the mathematical and physical foundations needed to predict and design spacecraft motion around Earth and other bodies. The revised reprint edition preserves the book's reputation for clear derivations, engineering-focused examples, and problems that build real proficiency rather than rote formula use. Readers are guided from two-body motion and conic section geometry to orbit determination, interplanetary transfers, and perturbation effects that matter in real missions. The presentation typically emphasizes step-by-step methods, computational thinking, and the link between theoretical results and measurable quantities like position, velocity, time, and fuel cost. For learners preparing for astrodynamics courses, spacecraft design work, or mission operations, the book serves both as a structured course backbone and a reference for standard orbital tools and conventions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, two-body dynamics and the conic section orbit model. A central theme is the two-body problem, the idealized case where a spacecraft moves under the gravity of a single dominant body. This model yields closed-form solutions that become the backbone of nearly every preliminary mission design calculation. The book develops how Newton's laws lead to conservation of angular momentum and energy, and how those conserved quantities shape the orbit into a conic section, ellipse, parabola, or hyperbola. From there, it connects geometry to physics through parameters such as semi-major axis, eccentricity, periapsis, and apoapsis distances, and specific mechanical energy. The practical value is that engineers can predict orbital size and shape from state information, or compute velocity requirements from desired orbit characteristics. The discussion typically reinforces how to move between vector descriptions and classical orbital elements, and why those elements are convenient for analysis and communication. By grounding the reader in the two-body model, the book establishes a clean reference point that later helps quantify how maneuvers and perturbations modify an otherwise Keplerian trajectory. Secondly, time and orbit, Kepler's equation, anomalies, and propagation, knowing an orbit is not enough. Engineers must know where the spacecraft will be at a given time. The text addresses orbit propagation through the relationship between true anomaly, eccentric anomaly, and mean anomaly, culminating in Kepler's equation. This topic is often where students begin to see the operational meaning of orbital mechanics, timelines, ground track planning, rendezvous sequencing, and prediction of passes. The book explains how orbital period depends on the semi-major axis, why motion speeds up near periapsis and slows near apoapsis, and how to compute time of flight between points on an orbit. It also highlights the numerical reality that Kepler's equation typically requires iterative solution methods, motivating algorithms that engineers can implement in code. By combining the geometry of anomalies with a time parameterization, the reader gains a repeatable workflow for propagating an orbit forward, estimating event times, and supporting simulation. This foundation supports later chapters on transfers, rendezvous, and navigation, where accurate time tagging and propagation are essential. Thirdly, impulsive maneuvers and basic orbit transfers. Space missions are shaped by maneuvers, and the book devotes significant attention to impulsive burns as a first-order approximation of engine firings. Using the patched conic and impulsive assumptions, it develops how a velocity change alters orbital energy, angular momentum, and the resulting elements. This leads naturally to standard transfer strategies, such as Hohmann transfers, bi-elliptic transfers, and plane change maneuvers, along with combined maneuvers when inclination and altitude must change together. A key engineering outcome is the ability to compute delta-v budgets and compare alternatives by cost and feasibility. The text typically clarifies when Hohmann is near optimal, when bi-elliptic can be better, and why plane changes become expensive at high speed, encouraging designers to perform inclination changes near apoapsis when possible. By working through maneuver geometry and energy reasoning, readers learn to turn mission requirements into concrete burn sequences. This topic also sets the stage for understanding mission constraints such as propulsion limits, staging, and the trade between time of flight and fuel. Fourthly, interplanetary trajectories and gravity assist concepts beyond Earth orbit. The book introduces methods for transferring between planetary spheres of influence using patched conics. This framework breaks a complex multi-body reality into manageable segments: departure from a planet, heliocentric cruise, and arrival at the target. The discussion typically includes hyperbolic escape and capture trajectories, characteristic energy measures, and how launch windows relate to planetary geometry and time of flight. readers learn how to compute interplanetary transfer arcs in a simplified but highly practical way, often leveraging classical transfer ideas adapted to the sun-centered case. Gravity assist concepts are commonly presented as an extension of hyperbolic flyby mechanics, showing how a spacecraft can trade momentum with a planet to change heliocentric energy and direction without expending propellant. This topic helps students see how famous deep space missions are enabled by geometry, timing, and careful targeting. It also expands the engineer's toolkit for designing trajectories that meet mission objectives under tight propulsion constraints, while maintaining a clear connection to the underlying two-body equations. Lastly, perturbations, relative motion, and real mission effects. Real spacecraft do not follow perfect Keplerian orbits, so the book addresses key perturbations and relative motion models that matter in practice. Common perturbations include the effect of Earth ablateness on orbital precession, atmospheric drag in low Earth orbit, and third-body gravitational influences that become important for high-altitude or lunar and interplanetary missions. Understanding these effects allows engineers to predict long-term drift, design station-keeping strategies, and select orbits that exploit or mitigate natural dynamics, such as sun-synchronous behavior driven by nodal precession. The text often complements perturbation theory with relative motion analysis, such as linearized equations useful for rendezvous and formation flying. Relative motion frames help engineers plan proximity operations, keep safe separation, and design control laws. The practical takeaway is a more realistic understanding of how orbits evolve and how navigation and guidance must respond. By treating perturbations as systematic forces rather than mysterious errors, the book helps readers build intuition for mission design margins, operational planning, and the limitations of simplified models. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aerospace engineering students, mechanical engineers entering space systems work, and practicing professionals who need a solid, engineering-oriented reference for astrodynamics. Readers who benefit most are those willing to engage with mathematical derivations and problem solving, because the value comes from learning repeatable methods for predicting and shaping trajectories rather than memorizing formulas. In everyday engineering terms, the book can improve how you think about space missions, how orbit geometry connects to time and visibility, how delta-v decisions drive feasibility and cost, and how simplifying assumptions influence accuracy. It also supports practical-like skills for technical careers, including discipline modeling, unit consistency, numerical solving, and clear interpretation of results. Compared with many similar orbital mechanics texts, Curtis is often chosen for its balanced combination of intuition, structured derivations, and extensive end-of-chapter problems that translate theory into competency. It provides breadth from Earth orbit to interplanetary applications while maintaining an accessible progression. For readers who want one volume that can serve as both a course textbook and a durable desk reference, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Howard D. Curtis, PhD, Purdue University, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.